Schultz studio is walking distance from here, and the Warm Peppy Cafe, which opened at the Ice Arena in 1969, Schultz would have breakfast and lunch there. So how very appropriate that it would be here in Santa Rosa in Sonoma County. And, you know, we get guests from all over the world coming to learn about Mr. Schultz's art and life. And you can see we're walking in the Great Hall, and you can see there's two very beautiful murals. There's one that's a Morphine Snoopy, and it just details Snoopy's evolution, and it starts from the inspiration of Snoopy, which was Schultz's dog when he was small, Spike. And a funny note is that Schultz's first published work as a cartoonist was when he was about 14, and he drew a picture of Spike, and he submitted to Ripley's Believe It or Not. And in the drawing, he notes that Spike eats a lot of different things, nails and tacks and things like that. And so he submitted it to Ripley's, and it got published. And one of the great things is that one of the things that we do here is we do oral histories with people who knew Mr. Schultz. We talked to Shermie, who was a childhood friend of Schultz, and ended up being a character in Peanuts. And we spoke to Shermie a few months ago, and he's in his 90s, and he says that he remembers when Schultz wanted to submit the strip, the comic, to Ripley's, but they were both worried, because they were little kids, they were both worried that Ripley's would show up in Minnesota and ask that Spike do all the things that he said that he could, but he ended up publishing it. And you can see that the dog evolves from a very young-looking Snoopy who's on all fours, and at some point Schultz draws him on standing upright, and then puts him on top of the doghouse. From there, there's just so many different adventures, so many different personas. Another thing to note is this beautiful tile mural. Now, in the history of Peanuts, there's about 17,897 strips. This tile mural here is composed of 3,588, so just a small portion of it. But the tile mural is made up of Peanuts strips, and they come together to form the iconic scene of Lucy holding the football while Charlie Brown, of course, misses it.